Hello, I'm Robert Washburn, and welcome to Consider This Northumberland, a current affairs program dedicated to the issues facing our community. We talk to the people on the front lines and those behind the scenes who make a difference in your life in Northumberland County. So I'm asking you, the listener, to take some time out of your busy day to consider this. Learning seamanship might sound like something out of a swashbuckling movie like Pirates of the Caribbean. Yet twice a week, about 23 young people between the ages of 9 and 12 meet at a hall on Mill Street in Port Hope, next to a fish and chip shop, to learn the skills of sailors and much more. The Navy League of Northumberland has been a going concern since 2003, and its leader, Lieutenant Michael Pigeon, was recently recognized for his service to the organization. He received the National President's Award for his outstanding contribution to the Navy League of Canada, and for his work with the local group.
The National President's Award is an award given out to one Navy League officer from each region, and it is a very highly distinguished award. I know that when I started the Cadet Corps in 2003, I was presented with the Meritorious Service Award in the first year. It's an award that recognizes the efforts of a Navy League officer and everything that they've done.
Due to the pandemic, Pigeon was not able to get his award in the traditional presentation ceremony. Instead, he received a call and was told of his honor. Pigeon said the Navy League Cadets is a little-known program that serves an important need in the community.
We teach the cadets sailing, and we teach them knot work and seamanship and semaphore and drill. And we also have a band equipment, so when one of my officers is musically inclined, we'll have a band instructor, and we can bring the cadets out and teach them that.
Pigeon said the National President's Award is a lovely honor, but he does it for the young people. He sees it transforms lives. Once they put on that uniform, it changes them. This is the reward for all the hard work. He remembers one young woman particularly.
I have one cadet who started at 9 years of age and went through the whole program and was my coxswain, which is the highest ranking cadet in the Corps. And when she aged out, I presented her a ship's wheel, which, you know, located all of her ranks and everything else. And she turned around and presented me with a engraved Timex watch that she had saved her allowance for to buy for me. And it just, that just blew me away. This cadet that I spoke about, my coxswain, she is now one of my Navy League officers. So she went in the program 18 years ago, became a sea cadet, went her own way, has become a mom, and has come back and now is one of my Navy League officers. I mean, that's a full circle thing for me.
Everyone benefits, from the volunteer officers who donate their time to the young people as well as himself. Everyone walks away a better person.
If we can give them an opportunity to feel that they're important by providing them with a program, then it's a win-win situation for everyone.
Nobody could say it better. Well, that's another story from Consider This. I want to thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed it. Please listen to my regular current affairs show on Fridays at noon. If you would like to listen or share this or any podcast, please check out my website at consider-this.ca. Or you can go to the radio station's website at northumberland897.ca. And I want to thank you for taking time out of your busy day to consider this.